In the mid-1800s, life in Britain for women was very different to today. Back then, there was very little education available to them. They could not work as doctors, lawyers, or politicians. And if they got married, everything belonged to their husband, including any money they earned, property they owned, and even their parental rights over their own children. Women were also not allowed to vote in any national elections, meaning that they had no say in the important decisions and laws that were affecting their lives every day. So the suffrage movement and the Votes for Women campaign began in the mid-1800s, and the original group of campaigners became known as the suffragists. The suffragists weren't just a group of women. Many men also campaigned, and people came together from all over Britain, from all walks of life, to try and make change together. In 1867, Elizabeth Garrett Anderson and her fellow campaigner, Emily Davies, delivered a petition to the House of Commons calling for women's right to vote. The MP, John Stuart Mill, had agreed to present it in Parliament as long as she could get 100 signatures. This would help show the issue was an important one. Over 1,500 women signed the petition. John Stuart Mill made sure the important issues of votes for women was discussed in Parliament for the first time. However, this portrait by John Proctor is making fun of John Stuart Mill, which shows that a lot of people didn't agree with his views that women should be treated equally. Years later, in 1903, a woman named Emmeline Pankhurst formed the Women's Social and Political Union in Manchester, along with her daughters Christabel, Sylvia, and Adela. The Women's Social and Political Union were frustrated by the lack of progress made by the suffragists' peaceful campaign so far. So, they vowed to do whatever it took to draw attention to the Votes for Women campaign, and their motto was Deeds, Not Words, even if that meant breaking the law. This was the start of what became known as the militant campaign, and those involved became known as the suffragettes. The suffragettes' protests included breaking shop windows, setting buildings on fire, and slashing paintings on display in public galleries, including this portrait of Thomas Carlyle by Sir John Everett Millais at the National Portrait Gallery. After this attack, the police issued a national portrait gallery with surveillance images of known suffragettes. Because of their deeds, not words, many suffragettes were arrested and sent to prison, where they would often continue their protests by going on hunger strike and refusing to eat. The Women's Social and Political Union suspended their campaigns due to the outbreak of the First World War in 1914 and encouraged women to support the war effort. Finally, in 1928, all men and all women over the age of 21 were finally given the right to vote on equal terms. It took thousands of suffragists and suffragettes over 50 years to campaign for change during the suffrage movement, and many people lost their lives, making Votes for Women one of the most important campaigns in the long fight for equal rights between men and women. How far would you go for something you truly believed in? Arrest? Prison? Even risking your life?